huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I have 10 contrarian traits of very disruptive, successful, fast-growing entrepreneurs. This has been probably 12, 15 years worth of study, meeting many millionaires, billionaires. Lots of reading. I read hundreds of books a year, podcasts, audiobooks, etc. Being an entrepreneur myself, having a huge passion for business and entrepreneurship, I've watched pretty much every business documentary on Netflix and Apple TV, etc. And I've tried to distill the traits of disruptors, innovators, change makers, the people who change the world, so that you can maybe model some of those traits. Now, some of them have downsides. Usually, there's a paradox in everything. So every upside has a downside. So here they are. So you will generally find most very hardcore disruptive entrepreneurs are very impatient. They hate things being slow. They hate things getting stuck. They hate internal politics and hierarchy. And certainly with the internet and social media and the speed of light of information, through fiber optics, we can be much more quick than we've ever been before. And actually, speed often wins in the marketplace nowadays. First to market is really important. So it can be great to be impatient because you can get to market first. Sometimes it's better to get to market second. It depends if the concept is proven, but you can get to market before the masses. Okay, the second trait of very contrarian disruptive entrepreneurs is they're prepared to be wrong in order to be right. So they're prepared to take some risks and to be wrong and to be told that they're wrong and to maybe experience some public shame and humility and, basically, I'm not going to say mistakes because that's different. That's another point. But they're prepared to be wrong in order to be right. So there's a paradoxical risk in going for what they want. I've got another 8, but if you'd like to share any, if you're watching the LinkedIn Live, if there's any traits of entrepreneurs that you admire or that you've seen or that you've studied or that you believe you have in you that's made you successful, please do share them in the comments. Okay, the third then is many consider very disruptive entrepreneurs to be a bit crazy, and very, very disruptive contrarian entrepreneurs love that. They get like a kick out of it. It's a bit of sadomasochism. Yeah, you know, if you don't think my idea is crazy, it's not good enough, it's not big enough, it's not a moonshot or a unicorn, to use the Silicon Valley terminology. So sometimes your ideas, they're unproven. And sometimes they're virtually impossible. But it's people who make impossible ideas possible who change the world. And if you think about it, most things that we take for granted, like rail, like telecommunications, like air travel, I mean, that would have been deemed as totally impossible, 50 years, 100 years before it actually happened. So the really disruptive entrepreneurs, I've interviewed Naveen Jain, who's a billionaire, and he says, if normal people don't think my idea is crazy, so it's not a good idea, and I love people thinking I'm crazy, it means that I'm on the right lines. Okay, so the fourth contrarian disruptive entrepreneur quality is they're prepared to not be liked, to be loathed, to be ostracized, to be metaphorically castrated by society in order to be admired and respected. So they're prepared to not be liked in order to be admired and respected. So if you want to grow, you want to disrupt, you're going to have to make some enemies. You might not do that on purpose, but that's natural. If you think about Airbnb, how many enemies they made in the taxi business. And if you think about Richard Branson, he's all nice and fluffy, but he goes in to what he perceives to be very old-fashioned business models in need of disruption and change. And maybe he doesn't believe that the service or the quality is as good as it could be. And he goes in and he disrupts them with his very charming PR, but he's still being very disruptive towards their niche. He's famously had the attacks with BA, Virgin and BA, and some of his advertising is quite cheeky, to say the least. Steve Jobs, very famous for that as well. There was an ad of him standing under a massive IBM advert doing the middle finger, the bird. So they're prepared not to be liked in order to be admired, respected, and to be disruptive and to get the results that they want. To grow, to scale, to make a big difference, to make a dent in the universe, as is said by Steve Jobs. Okay, next then is they're often a purveyor of chaos, which means they cause shit. They disrupt things. They make a mess. They break stuff. Something, if it's not right, do it again. 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 They come in and they change and they can be very impulsive and rash and go on a real big driver of gut instinct. I think Henry Ford said if he'd have listened to what people wanted, he'd have made a faster horse instead of the car. So creating chaos and a little bit of disorder and getting more out of people than maybe they believe they could get out of themselves. In fact, that is my last point. So I'll come to that in a bit. But they're prepared to break stuff. They're prepared to shake things up, shake people up, shake industries up, create a bit of chaos in order to create the new order. Okay, number six is very great. Contrarian disruptive entrepreneurs are also visionaries often. And they have this ability to imagine and picture the future before it has happened and essentially create the future. Now, we all create our future with our thoughts. A lot of people just don't know that they do that. But visionaries, i.e. they have a vision 10, 50, 100 years before it's a manifested reality. They can see the future, predict the future and make the future happen before the future happens. Now, we can all do that. But the big disruptors, that they have this innate belief that they can do it, that it's part of their skill set, that it's just something that they know how to do. I believe anyone can do that, but I guess they would take more pride in it. They would see it as one of their skills. Okay, number eight then is they're prepared to fail. They're prepared to fail often. They're They're prepared to fail. They're prepared to fail fast. They're prepared to fail often. They have a testing mentality, an iterative mentality. I.e., let's get version one of this product out as quick as we can, as long as it's safe and ethical and legal. Let's get this out quick. I'm okay to it not be the best version it can be. I'll have a fair exchange price, i.e. a bit lower than version two, version three. To a certain degree, Microsoft software has been tested on us users, but they don't have as a fearful mindset around failure as maybe some perfectionists do. And now, of course, if you're a doctor or a lawyer, you can't fail too fast, too quickly. There's an element of failure that you could have, but your margin for error is obviously much smaller. So just be aware of that if you're in that kind of industry. But if you're a startup entrepreneur, a scale-up entrepreneur, if you're creating products and services where there's no real safety or health issues, then get your version one out there quick and be prepared to fail in a live environment and always be live testing, live improving your products and services. Okay, the ninth trait of contrarian disruptive entrepreneurs is they tend to be delusional, i.e. they have a belief that things can be achieved that are virtually impossible to most other people. They have this delusional belief in their senses, their ability, their vision, their intuition. So often they are a bit myopic in they think that they're right all the time. And sometimes that can be a downside, but sometimes that means they make the impossible possible. And sometimes you have to have this naive, delusional quality if you want to start and scale a business. Because if you knew, if you've been in something 10 years and you knew back at the start the problems that you'd have, the challenges that you'd have, people famously say, well, I probably wouldn't have bothered doing it if I knew then what I know now. I wouldn't have even bothered starting because of all the challenges and difficulties. So you have to have this naivety, this almost delusional quality that you can do something that others can't, that you can succeed when many others have failed, which goes back to enjoying the chaos, being prepared to be wrong in order to be right, prepared not to be liked in order to be admired. There are many of these linked together. And so then finally, my final point, and then I'll summarize them for you if you're just tuning in, is they expect, they believe in, and they draw more out of people than other people can, or they even believe they can. So Steve Jobs was famous for having what was known as a reality distortion field, which was that what he believed was possible was just way, way higher, a much higher threshold than normal people. And he used to get people to do things that they didn't believe they could do because he believed that they could more than they believed that they couldn't. And so that is to expect and believe in and draw out results of people that they wouldn't even get from themselves or believes that they could even do. And they are the 10 traits of contrarian disruptive entrepreneurs, which I think if you model, you can grow quicker. You can make a difference in the world, have a really meaningful product and service. You can disrupt industries that need disrupting. You can raise money, you can get partnerships, you can build a brand, etc. So just to summarize those 10 traits, serious impatience. They're prepared to be wrong in order to be right. They are considered crazy by many and they actually get a sadistic enjoyment of it. They love to be considered crazy because it means their ideas are big enough. They're prepared not to be liked in order to be respected or admired or successful, i.e. they'll do what it takes. They are a purveyor of chaos. They create chaos to create the new order. They can imagine and visualize. They are a visionary. Imagine and visualize the future before it's created. Sometimes 10 or 50 or 100 years in the future. They are prepared to fail fast and prepared to fail frequently. And they have a testing rather than a perfection mindset. They're often delusional about what they can do and others can do. And they expect, believe in, and draw out more in others than those others could of themselves. They are demanding. They are pushy. They hold people to account. They don't take excuses. They have a succeed at all cost mentality, although often as long as it's ethical, moral, and legal, of course. Okay, so just a quick one. I hope you found it useful. If you're watching the LinkedIn Live, thanks for tuning in. Please do share below if you've got any other traits that you think they're admirable in entrepreneurs, in disruptive entrepreneurs, in contrarian entrepreneurs, in the successful entrepreneurs that you think are worthy of being modeled. And then if you're listening to my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur, thank you for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. It's Rob again, and this is a very important update about the new 8-day Make Cash Challenge and Supporters Week. So I launched my Facebook supporter program a few months ago. You pay a tiny subscription and you get new content, meetups, WhatsApp group access, Ask Me Anything Lives, and various other new or non-released supporters only content. And what I did about 2 months ago is we launched our very first challenge. Now, dozens of people made $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. The winner made £27,000 in cash, proven cash, not just invoices, cash, in 6 days. So coming very soon is the second cash challenge, which I've made 8 days and I've updated and improved and I've got a plan for. So if you want to jump in on that challenge and get the plan and be a bit early, you'll need to go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. It's an unbelievable program for just literally a medium skinny cappuccino, extra shot with almond milk and not too much milk. It's exactly the same price as one of those. I've got £20,500 plus VAT of prizes I'm going to give away, including 6 month access to me on WhatsApp as a personal mentorship. So bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R, jump in on the program. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.